I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, September 20th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Today, my guest is going to be Wendy Callahan, and we are going to get into a little bit more on these vaccines and the issue. You know, we've got flu shots coming up here in the not-too-distant future, so Wendy's going to tell us about that. But before we get my guest on the line, folks, the illusion is about to fold. I was looking online this morning, and gold is up, I believe, $13 an ounce since yesterday. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Now is the time. The illusion is about to fold. What illusion am I talking about? I'm talking about those FRNs, those Federal Reserve notes that you've got in your pocket that are, well, in the not-too-distant future, going to become worthless pieces of paper. If you have an annuity, if you have a CD, if you have savings, if you have cash value in your life insurance policy, it's time to convert it. It's time to convert it to gold. And the reason is because, well, you know what happened? The Fed dropped the rate a half a point the other day, and there was a little bit of a surge in the stock market. But I'll tell you what, the dollar has fallen, when I looked this morning, 73 basis points. We're sitting on the precipice of it literally going into free fall. And I will tell you, and I will tell you straight up, guys, if you do not convert and do it now, your annuities, CDs, your life insurance cash value, your savings, or a good portion of your savings into gold, then you're fools. Because gold and silver are going to climb exponentially because of what the Fed has done, because of what this the whole Federal Reserve System and the injections into the stock market and the printing of money like there's no tomorrow, and the inflation that has been rampant. Ever since the Bretton Woods Agreement, the dollar has been the world's preferred reserve currency. Well, guess what? Iran's dumping it. Saudi Arabia is dumping it. Venezuela's dumping it. China, Russia, they're dumping the dollars, folks. They're all coming back to roost. It's time to get out of them, and get out of them now. Okay, that's enough on that. Another quick announcement. I put three links up on my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. I put them up yesterday, and I went in there to take another look at them because I was going to mention them today, and curiously enough, they're all gone. They're still on my website, but Yahoo, there's a television station. They've taken the links down, and all three of these links had to do with different cases of people being tasered. Remember the guy that was tasered in the University of Florida with John Kerry? Then there was the town council meeting the other day where a town council member was beat up, tasered. Then there was a woman that was in a wheelchair that was tasered. She died. All three of these links are no longer accessible, and they were all pulled yesterday by the respective media groups that reported them. I find that very interesting. As far as tasering is concerned, it's their new toy. It's the policeman's new toy, and I think it's out of hand. At any rate, we'll be back after the break with my guest, Wendy Callahan. Stick with me. I've got a good show for you today. Be right back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before I go to my guest, Wendy, I meant to mention to you, folks, give Robbie Noel a call. If you haven't already, got an annuity, cash value in your life insurance, savings, or whatever, convert it to gold. If you can't afford to buy gold, buy silver, okay? But call Robbie Noel, 800-691-7898. He'll give you the best value for your dollar that you can get. So without any further ado, let's go to Wendy Callahan. Wendy, are you with me?
I sure am.
How are you today?
I'm real good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm telling you, I'm taking a look at the market, and I don't know how up to speed you are, but, you know, the Fed dropped the interest rates a half a point, and the dollar is just tumbling like crazy. Gold is up, $13 an ounce since yesterday. It's gone up about 50 bucks an ounce just in the last week and a half. And I'm telling everybody that I know, all of my listening audience, if you haven't already, if you have any available Federal Reserve notes, you need to convert it into gold or silver because it's going to double, maybe even triple in the not-too-distant future.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a good source to get it from?
Yes, Robbie Noel, 800-691-7898. He'll give you the best value of anybody around. And I can say that from my own experience because I've dealt with several different coin dealers over the years, and his prices beat them all. As far as, you know, purchasing gold or silver. But if I had any available cash right now, that's where I would be going, because you can watch the market, and the market is just, I mean, the gold and silver market is just going crazy right now. And it's because of this economic debacle that we find ourselves in. At any rate, that isn't what you came on to talk about today. What's going on in the vaccine world?
Well, I'll tell you. I have a good friend that's in Hawaii, and she always, you know, we're always talking vaccines together. And guess what they're doing at school?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's hard to tell. Go ahead.
This is at school. What are you supposed to do at school? Learn, right?
Right.
Are you supposed to have medical experiments done on you? No.
Uh-oh.
They're giving the flu shot at school.
They're giving the flu shot at school.
At school.
You know, I had an incident just wasn't a little bit off topic. It's on the same topic with school. Just a couple of weeks ago, my stepson came home from school all excited because they had fingerprinted all of the students.
And they had
given him some line about how wonderful. I don't know exactly what they told him, but I got a little bit huffy about it, and Jack, my stepson, was defending the school system. So I don't know what kind of propaganda they fed them, but they certainly didn't call my wife, Lindsay, to get her permission to do it. And now you're saying that they're giving flu shots to the children in school, and I assume that they're telling him it's mandatory, or they're not telling him anything. They're just doing it.
They're just doing it. Well, they do send a consent home with the parents, and they have a couple choices. They can get one that goes up their nose, which is called the flu mist. Now, what's so fun about that is a virus is 3 inches from your brain, it's going up your nose. Okay, can't be good. Then, right on the package insert, it says that this vaccine sheds for 21 days. And if you've gotten this vaccine, not to be around, you know, people that are immunocompromised, like your elderly grandparents or anything like that. So you're not supposed to be around them after you've had this vaccine for 3 weeks. Now, in a school, say even 10% of them get the flu, the one that goes up the nose, the flu mist. All those kids are shedding for 21 days. Think about how many people your kids are around in a three-week period. You go to the grocery store, they sneeze, they've spread it to everybody in the grocery store. I mean, is this even logical?
Well, I don't think we're talking about logic when it comes to these people that are behind this.
It's obviously this is not for the public good, obviously. Why can't more people see that?
And so they're doing this in Hawaii. Now, flu season comes up, what is it, next month? Or is it November?
I believe. They're just getting ready to do a whole big push right now of flu vaccine.
Okay, and what specifically? I know that they have, you know, a small strain or whatever the flu is, and I've never been able to understand exactly, you know, how they know what kind of flu is coming and.
Well, they have to check a crystal ball, because they make this vaccine 9 months in advance. So it takes 9 months to make a vaccine, so they have to guess what's going to happen in 9 months for this vaccine, and they choose like three strains. They'll choose like somewhere in Asia. How many people in Asia got sick with this? If 10 people got sick in Asia with a certain strain of flu, then they'll use that, and that's going to be helpful for, you know, everyone here in Florida or Georgia or, you know.
So really, in essence, they look in their crystal ball. They say, okay, well, you know, so many people over in Asia got it, and we had some people in Malaysia that got it, so we'll just do this one this time. And it's no different than the HPV vaccine that is supposedly protects them from 3 or 4 strains of cervical cancer when there's really 104 or 105 different strains out there.
Exactly.
So it's literally a crapshoot.
But don't forget, Michael, these are the most virulent that cause cancer. This is why they chose those. So isn't that what you want, the most virulent cancer injected, you know, pieces of that virus injected into your 9-year-old?
So when your 9-year-old gets this mist up his or her nose,
mm-hmm.
and they make a trip to Granny and Granda's house, and
right,
they
and
sneeze, then that means this is contagious. I mean,
exactly.
they're spreading. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Exactly.
And
then there's minor detail.
Go ahead.
Like say you've just had a medical procedure. One of the side effects of vaccination is anaphylactic shock. What happens? I mean, it doesn't happen to every kid, just every once in a while. Okay, so you're playing vaccine roulette at school, and what happens if a child goes into anaphylactic shock at school? Are you close to a hospital? You know, how fast can you get that kid into an ambulance? You know, shouldn't this stuff be done? I mean, if you're going to do these medical experiments, do them in the hospital where they're right there, where they can actually help them. instead of in the schoolyard. It's going to have to happen before they stop. A kid is going to have to die at school from anaphylactic shock for them to stop the vaccine program.
Do you honestly think that they would stop it, even if a child died at school? Do you think they would stop it?
No, they would cover it up and they would say, "Oh, you know what? It didn't have anything to do with the vaccine."
Right. I mean, we're talking about people behind the scenes here. I mean, these people are evil. You know
Very.
That. I mean, I would just mention before you came on the air today, I had posted three specific clips on my website of tasering incidents.
Oh,
I know
God.
This is off topic, off the vaccines, but a gentleman was tasered and asking John Kerry a question at the University of Florida.
You know that was in my city. That was right here.
Right. Okay.
That was 20
miles about the
from
protests
me.
Going on. Right. But the television station that reported is claiming copyright on the video clip, and they've pulled it. And also another one where there was a town council member that was tasered, he was beat up by the police. He was attacked by the police from behind. Okay, and they've pulled that as well. They've claimed copyright. I pulled that off of Yahoo. And there was a woman who was tasered 10 times that was in a wheelchair and blind, and she died, and they've pulled that one as well. So they're hiding this stuff. They don't want it to come out. Same thing, you know, you say, well, one of these kids goes into shock and dies, and they're going to pull it. No, they're not going to pull it, okay, because they don't care.
Yeah. And look at this. Look at the police now. 10 years ago, were they carrying taser stuff? They're like militarized. Have you seen it?
Militarization,
I mean, it's not normal
police
anymore.
First of all, it all ties in. The militarization of the police department, I believe, started happening in the 80s. And I've mentioned on my show, and I don't mind sharing it again, on New Year's Day of 1972, at 4:30 in the morning, a Vietnam veteran police officer by the name of D.B. Binney came into my home without a warrant, beat me in the head with a lead-weighted flashlight, almost killed me, and then they charged me with assault and battery on a peace officer. Now, they've graduated since then, and it seems that these police officers are getting really taser happy. They enjoy using these tasers. I have an associate here in Phoenix that was tasered 10 times, woke up out of a dead sleep over a nothing incident, and was tasered 10 times by the police and charged with 4 felonies. They have since dropped the felony charges on him. But what's interesting is when they arrest you, if you are allowed to go home on your own reconnaissance, they make you sign a form. And basically, it's admitting guilt. You're not going to use drugs. You're not going to talk about this. You're not going to associate with anybody. You're not going to tell anybody the story. You're not going to do anything. Okay, or they won't let you go home.
I did not know that.
Oh yes, and I've tried on a couple of different occasions to get this gentleman to come on my show to talk about his experience, and he will not even answer my emails, because I'm sure part of the agreement in them dropping the charges is that he would never talk about it to anybody, and this is what they're doing to people.
Well, you know, they do that with the vaccine compensation too. If you actually get compensation for a vaccine injury, you're not allowed to talk about it. And if you do, they probably take the money back or whatever. I don't know what legal things they can do, put you in jail.
Well, it was the same thing. Yeah, it was the same thing with the payoffs of the family members of the 9/11 victims. You know, if you took the money, I think they were offering $1.6 million or something for a family, but if you took the money, you could never speak ill of them.
Wow.
And a lot of them took the money, and they have never spoken out. But then the people that didn't take the money do speak out, and then they're demonized.
Exactly.
So, you know, it runs the gamut throughout all different facets of this government. At any rate, going back to the flu shots again. We can go round and round and round with all this stuff. It's literally a nightmare. You know, I actually today, Wendy, my guts were churning. Because I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at, you know, we all went to school, we all were taught history, we thought that our government was good and honest and nice and was there to protect us, and we thought that our currency had value, and they have debased it, they have literally lied to us, they are stealing from us, and they are, by design, causing an economic collapse, and we are moving away from the dollar right now. They are balkanizing this country. They've got illegal immigrants coming over here in droves. And it's by design. They are destroying this country to go into a new world order.
Exactly. I wondered why they won't put up a fence, why they won't keep them out. And the reason is because we're going to be like America with Mexico
right.
and Canada all together.
All right, stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Wendy Callahan. We've got more. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Wendy Callahan, talking about vaccines and other issues. Want to give up my website and hers. Mine is www.theamericanawakening.org, and Wendy's is www, see if I remember this, vaccinetruth.org. Am I right there, Wendy?
You sure are.
How about that? I just pulled
very
that out
good.
Of my mind. Thank you very much. You know, on this subject, you know, the kids, I wanted to bring another thing up. The kids are fingerprinted. They're obviously propagandized, and they think it's a good thing. Now we've got them giving them flu shots or a mist, if you will, that's what did you call it? It's not contagious. What was the word you used?
It sheds.
You know, it sheds. Okay. Does that mean that it is contagious? Obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's
okay.
Definitely
okay,
contagious.
Sure. Okay, now here's another thing I want to add. We never know unless we keep our eyes open just how tightly they have us wrapped. I walked into a grocery store last night and I bought a 6-pack of beer. Now, I don't know in your town, Wendy, whether they have these automatic checkouts. You know, you have a choice here.
Yes.
You can walk up and just check yourself out.
Yes.
Well, and you push cash or charge or whatever it is. And I scanned my 6-pack of beer, and it would not allow me to cash out. And the clerk who, you know, oversees four of these different, counters, that you're cashing out at. She says, oh, well, you can't cash out yet. We have a new system that when you purchase alcohol, you have to sign some form.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this? And I said, what kind of form are you speaking of? She says, I don't know what it is, but the state of Arizona has just enacted some new thing. And she had to put my name, my address in there, and have me sign it, or I could not walk out of the store with my six-pack of beer.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that? And that's unbelievable. Now, I didn't have time last night because I had a bunch of stuff I had to get to. I didn't have time to contact the manager, but I'm going back down to this Fry's, and I'm going to ask them, what exactly is going on here? Why would you have to sign a form to buy a six-pack of beer? Now, she did explain to me. She says, well, no, we're not doing this to everybody. It's one person out of 10, and I happen to be the 10th one.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
That is crazy.
And I was floored. I was absolutely flabbergasted that they did this. Now, normally, I didn't have time. I was in a hurry. And normally, I would have just said, forget it. Okay, but I wasn't thinking, and I, you know, she said, here, sign here. So I signed it and walked out. But I'm going back down to talk to this manager and find out exactly what that's all about. But, you know, it's every time you turn around that there's something else. And they always they play it lightly, like it's no big deal. Of course, they don't tell the cashier what it's all about. You know, they just say, well, it's a new thing here, sign this here. But there's something behind this, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it and find out what it is. But this is what they're doing to us. This is what they're doing to our children. They are not asking the parents permission. Now, you said that they sent a form home
in
Hawaii. Okay, and what did the form say specifically?
It just says, you know, will you allow your child to have this vaccine? Will it be the shot in the arm, or do you want it up the nose? And they can check a box and send it back.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Are they saying, would you allow it, or are they giving them an either-or?
I mean, They're giving them an either-or. Either-or.
So
the parents are thinking, well, I guess we'll just do it. Like they don't know that they have an option or not.
Right, but then you also have if they don't do it. Let's say that a parent says, you know what, I'm not doing this. Well, the next thing that happens is the school system could very well, and I've seen it happen, notify CPS, and now you've got CPS up your nose instead of the flu shot.
Sure, or they could just say, oh, we thought we had your consent form and do it anyway. And see, this is a reason my kids are not in school. My son has one more vaccine. That's the end of it for him. I can't take the chance that they play that little reindeer game with me. You see what I'm saying? Oh, we didn't know, or we thought we had it, and we gave it to him. Well, he's already had a vaccine reaction.
There was a woman. There's an actress. I think her name is Jenny McCarthy, who was on the Oprah show.
Did you see her on Oprah show?
I don't. Well, I have a TV, but I heard about it. I heard that she was on Oprah yesterday talking about her. Was it her child that came down with? She became autistic.
A child with autism.
Mm-hmm. And she is attributing to these rounds of vaccines, right?
Yes, she is. And what she said was, it was just wonderful. She said, you know, she thought that the MMR had some sort of connection with autism, but she wasn't sure. And the doctor assured her, oh, yeah, no problem. Gave it to her son, and within days he was gone. So she knew exactly what happened, and she just told, 4 billion people? Which is absolutely fantastic. I'm in about 18 or so groups of anti-vaccination, and every single one of them is talking.
And according to legislation that Bush has signed, she has no recourse. She cannot sue anybody.
Oh, no.
Is that right?
No. She can go to vaccine court, and that'll take about 10 years. And then it's highly adversarial. If she gets any money, it's something like 10% of the people win.
Vaccine court. This is a special court for vaccines?
It's a special court because we can't. The pharmaceutical industry is not liable. So it has to go to the government. And then the top amount she can get is $250,000. And I can bet you she's already spent that on recovering her son.
And
that's like a year. That's like a year of care. It's nothing.
Do you ever feel like you're waking up in a nightmare on a daily basis?
Yes. But what is so nice is that lately I've gotten maybe 10 emails of different moms actually looking at my website and writing and telling me that they are not going to get their child vaccinated when it's born or slightly after or any time.
That's encouraging. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Wendy Callahan. Wendy, I want to ask you: Have you heard anything about Hillary's new health care plan?
You know, just a little bit. They had a few little snippets of it on talk radio. I was listening to. That's not pretty. That's ugly. That's some bad news there.
From what I understand is that you will not, and I've only heard snippets of it as well, because again, I don't have a TV. I don't even watch mainstream news. Makes me so sick that I just ultimately got rid of my television set. I could
yeah.
not stand to watch the lie. And see, the problem is this, is that once you're awake, and I know you know this,
yeah.
is that you know when they're lying. You know how they're lying. You know why they're lying.
Right.
You can even, if you have a favorite reporter or favorite journalist, you can even pick out his body language, and you can almost tell when he's about to lie.
Right.
And what he's going to say. And it makes me so sick. It made me so sick, I just finally threw it out. And I've since bought another TV, but I don't have it hooked up to cable. It's just to play videos when a guest or something will mail me a video. But at any rate, on this healthcare plan for a moment, from what I understand, it's going to be a requirement that all Americans, if this was instituted, would have to carry healthcare insurance. They would have to have a mandatory doctor visit once a year. You couldn't even get a job unless you
without
had
it. Exactly.
Without right. And here's and this is where I wanted to bring you into this, is that my concern is that not only will you have to have a doctor visit once a year, but this would tie in perfectly with forced vaccinations.
Exactly.
If they told
you remember in 92, they were president, okay? They're the ones that started
you
that
say
huge...
they were president.
Yeah,
Hillary
they.
Was president.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why I said
all
they.
Right. Well, you know, for the last, what is it? It's been since 1980, which is 27 years ago. Actually, the Bushes and the Clintons, who are buddies, have been president. Okay.
Well,
they just
go.
Played tag team. But go ahead.
Yeah. The whole Skull and Crossbones things have been president. Okay.
Right. Right.
So anyway, they are the ones that started the big push for everybody getting vaccinated. And they added a couple more onto the schedule when she was president. And this is when the whole thing started for autism, because there were so many more vaccines added to the list, and they wanted, like, no child left behind, but not. It was a different saying that they had. And they had this big push to get everybody vaccinated and on a record, and this is when the explosion happened. Of all these autistic kids, because they added the hepatitis B to the 12 hours after he was born.
And then, I can see this. I can see this is Orwellian. I mean, we're already living in 1984 plus, you know, 20 some odd years. But this is so Orwellian, because I can also see, you know, what they do to people. I'll give you Elsbeth Baumgartner, for example. Okay, they incarcerated her basically illegal for 535 days out of the last 3 years, and to keep her from going to court and testifying, they would continually put her into psychological testing. And I can see mandatory psychological testing entered into this health care plan, that if you don't agree with the government, okay, then they would put you into a psychological evaluation. And they are doing that to people now. Okay?
Oh, yeah, they're doing it in school to kids. There was a girl on the internet right now who's complaining because one of the counselors for her son wants to do a family tree with him, and she wants him to bring 10 pictures of people in her family, and they want to do it together, him and the counselor, and talk about each person in the family. How crazy is that?
Well, this is just another ploy, just like they have assignments where they will have the kids write about their parents and what they do and how they get along and how you're treated at home and so forth. You know, it is my opinion that all of this stuff is going into a database, just like when I went down to the store last night.
Exactly.
It doesn't stop at having that little card to get your discount to buy whatever you're buying, because that goes into a database as well. But now you're signing for it.
Right.
Okay. And now, and with the children, you know, you have a work assignment, and then, well, tell us about your parents. Bring in pictures of your family. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of this. Why are they doing this stuff?
I know.
It's such an invasion of privacy, and the dumbed down American public is so stupid that they don't have a clue. They just go along with it.
I know. And that makes me crazy.
Yeah, it's up to us. It's up to us to educate. And I'm not just talking about you and I. I'm talking about all of the listening audience out there. You know, I had mentioned. I don't know, it was last week or a week before on my show, I've got a video camera, and I cannot get it to go on. There's a hookup with my computer where you have to put it in there in order for you to be able to transpose it into a video clip.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the software, finally got the software from Sony the other day, and I put it in there, and now it's telling me it requires something else to do it. But what I was going to do, and I'm going to do this, as soon as I can figure this thing out, I'm going to take my video cam, and I'm going to go out to some of these coffee plantations or Starbucks coffee, and I'm going to start asking the dumbed-down American public serious questions. And I'm going to do about 10 of them, maybe two or three times a week, and I'm going to post them on my website to get the answers to questions like the North American Union or vaccinations or, you know, any one of a myriad, you know, 9/11, and just see. This is the only way that I can see that we can gauge what percentage of the population really is awake, because we have no idea of knowing. And it's, you know, and I say, well, you know, you and I are awake, but I'm talking to the listening audience as well, because folks, it's late. Okay, it's time to get up, get off your seat, and start educating your friends, neighbors, relative, barber, banker, lawyer, all of these people, because we have one thing in common. We're all Americans, and our country's going down.
They are
by design destroying the dollar right now in front of us. Go ahead.
It's the truth. And there's a doctor right now. He's a doctor of ethics, and he's in. I don't want to say his name is Kaplan. He's just come out and said that homeschooling parents should have mandatory vaccines just like everyone else. So if you're one of the main reasons people homeschool is so they can avoid vaccinations. In two states, you can't get in school without them. A lot of parents vaccinate. So he's just now come out and said, you know what? They can't homeschool either if they're not going to vaccinate. And it's starting the ball rolling where they're going to find some way. I don't know what they can take away from you if you don't vaccinate. I guess probably the next thing is you can't get a job.
Well, again, that ties in with this health care plan. And
yeah,
it's not,
or tie it
it's
to your Social Security number.
Right. It's not limited to Hillary Clinton. From what I understand, there are other Democrats that are proposing this as well. But, you know, just for a minute here, let's bring the listening audience up to speed here on these vaccination. What specifically are they putting? We know they're putting thimerosal in there, which is mercury. Okay. All right. What are some of the other things that they're putting in these vaccines?
There's aluminum, mercury. Now, see, when you put aluminum and mercury together, it's like synergistically works 100 times more dangerous. So you have aluminum and mercury together, formaldehyde, RNA and DNA from diseased animal tissue, because they have to grow it on something. And then they put a live virus in, a dead virus, or a half-dead virus. And see, the problem is okay, like the polio vaccine, it's grown on monkey kidney tissue. And I just put this on my website last night. You've got to take a look at this video. Dr. Len Horowitz put it on YouTube, and so I connected it. I made a link into my website under Maurice Hillman. Dr. Maurice Hillman worked on the polio vaccine a long time ago when it first came out, and he tested it. And he was telling, you know, anyone who would listen at the time that, you know, this is grown in monkey kidney tissue. Every time we inject a little bit of it into a hamster, it grows these unbelievable tumors. So he's telling, on the video, he's actually saying this to a news reporter, and he says, look, you know, this thing is hideously contaminated with monkey virus because it's grown on monkey kidney tissue, and we just sent a huge batch of it over to Russia, and now we're seeing all these tumors growing in the animals that we experiment with. When we go to the Olympics next year, we're going to win for sure because the Russians are going to be full of tumors. And then they break out laughing.
Oh, my God.
Like,
gosh.
That's funny.
It's yeah. Well, this is this. And again, you know, what I want to do is I want to – I know a lot of the listening audience know it, but I have a lot of new listeners who don't. And what you have to do to try to get your mind wrapped around or get into the mindset of these people is they're psychopaths. There's a small percentage of the population that I think is what is 4 to 6% or something that is psychopathic. Now, that's scientific tests have proven that. And these people do not think the way that we think. They have no conscience. They're narcissistic. They think that this is funny. And they have – so in order for a normal, you know, loving human being to try to understand what makes these people tick, it's very difficult to do. You have to totally erase feelings. You have to totally erase a conscience. And, you know, these tests, I mean, it's no big deal to them. And if somebody is killed off, so what? That's, you know, just that's part of the plan. So what? Doesn't make any difference.
You know, you have to break some eggs to make some omelets. That's what they say. You have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. So there's a certain amount of kids that are expendable, and that's okay. Because the rest of them, look how many you save. Say you kill a couple. Look how many you save. That's their mentality.
Well, getting back to these ingredients of the vaccines, now, what is their reasoning for putting this in there? Is it a preservative?
Well, sure. Like, imagine, just like take, for example, the flu shot. They're going to have to get virus from somewhere, right? So, of course, we get the flu from birds, is what they think. So birds, we don't have the same receptors. As, you know, humans don't have bird receptors, and so what they do is they think that the bird poops on a pig because the pig and the human are the same in terms of receptors of things that make you sick. So it goes from a bird to a pig to a human. So what they do is they have to get the virus to make the vaccine. So they might go ahead and get it from a sick bird, a sick pig, or a sick human because they figure it's all in the chain. And this is honest to God documented on the CDC's website. They'll tell you, well, this is where we get the vaccine from, a sick bird, a sick pig, or a sick human. Then they have to harvest all this, right? So they get these, they get the virus and they grow it inside chicken eggs. So they insert just a tiny bit inside a chicken egg, and then it grows in there for 9 or 10 days. What they do is they lop the tops off of the eggs, and they save that virus, and they put it all into a vat. Now, can you just take virus that's grown into a chicken egg and put it into a vat and think it's not going to grow, I don't know, filth and disgust, bacteria, whatever? No. They have to somehow keep it clean, so to speak. So they add the formaldehyde, they add the aluminum. Well, that's the adjuvant, you know, so that your body reacts. They add all the stabilizing things, like put MSG in there. They put all kinds of stuff to keep that stable. And then they add the mercury to clean it up a little bit. The mercury will kill most of the bacteria. Now, a lot of times, it doesn't. And they, you know, you inject that into a person, and it has a little bit of a bird virus in there. There's a bird virus called Campylobacter jejuni, something like that. If you get, I don't know how to pronounce these things, I just read them, you know.
So
anyway, you get a little bit of that in there, and you come down with Guillain-Barré or some other kind of sickness. And, you know, if you get avian leukosis, the birds carry leukemia. It's called AVL, avian leukosis. If you get that and then it's inside your vaccine, you've just been introduced to leukemia. Now, 1 in 12 kids has leukemia. Is it the same leukemia that birds get, that they got complements of their flu shot? I don't know. But Merck, I mean, the FDA sent a letter to Merck, the manufacturer of the vaccine, that said, listen, next time you're making flu vaccine, take a look for AVL in the shot, because, oh, these kids are coming down with it. So next time you make the vaccine, kind of screen for it if you would. So now on the label of the vaccine, it says, because they're very proud, avian leukosis free. Isn't that nice?
Like if I looked at it, I'd know what they were talking about anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I mean you have to go down the rabbit hole such as you've done and understand what these things are, what the titles of them are, what they specifically do, and then even though you've done that, half the time you can't pronounce it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean it's just unbelievable. But then you take these vaccines, you know, that are cultured through a sick pig or whatever. And again, as you say, it's a crapshoot. You know, they're giving a vaccine to all of the kids in Hawaii, for example. They're giving these vaccines to all these kids in Hawaii, and they're thinking through their crystal ball that this may just stop whatever flu they thought was going to happen to begin with, right?
Right.
I mean, what's the purpose of even taking the flu shot to begin with?
You know, it's got to be. Population control. I can't imagine anything else. I can't. Why in the world would anyone think it would be a good idea to put three viruses up a child's nose and then put it right on the package insert? But see, how many parents read that? How many doctors read it? It's the vaccine manufacturer that wrote it, you know, and who's going to listen?
Well, I think the doctors are just as dumbed down. I know that several years ago when I was going through a divorce with my prior wife, I went to the doctor because I was very depressed, you know, when you're recovering from a divorce. And the guy just tossed me a little sample packet of pills. They were called Paxil.
Yeah.
And he told me that I had to stay – I wouldn't start noticing any effects from these pills for 2 to 3 weeks. And I guess supposedly that was supposed to, you know, offset my mood swings or whatever during that course of time. And, you know, I took one of those pills, and I was up for 2 days. I could not hold anything down. I was throwing up. I was going both ends.
Thank
and,
God.
And that's the last pill I took.
But see, that's your body saying, please get that out. Please.
Yeah, the doctor, you know, he just – it's like he opened a drawer and just tossed these out. And I don't even think he knows. I think that there's a pharmaceutical salesman that comes in and tells him what he should be prescribing for
exactly.
What.
Exactly. You know, I went to the gynecologist, you know, for your annual deal. And my mom had died last year. And I went in there and she said, how are you doing? And I said, well, you know, I'm doing okay. It's been a real sad 6 months for us. My mom recently passed and – you know, I just started crying just a tiny little bit, you know, just like, but I said, I'm okay. It's just sad to talk about it, right? First thing she says to me, you know, let me get you some Paxil. And I said, you know what? I think I can grieve on my own without pharmaceutical drugs. Thank you.
And that's their and that is their remedy for everything.
For everything.
I lost my, I lost my hearing in my the last time I went to a doctor was I think 5 years ago, and I had lost my hearing in my right ear. I went into a some kind of a club that had a they had one seat available and it was right next to a great big speaker. The next morning I woke up and I didn't have any hearing. Mm. I went to the doctor, and they put me on a steroid. They put me on prednisone. Now, that's the same thing that Jerry Lewis was, or maybe still is on, where he bloated up and gained all this weight, and he's,
right.
his features are obviously deformed, or they were, at least. He looked like Humpty Dumpty, basically.
Yeah.
I was on this product, or this prednisone, for about, I would say, 10 days, if that. And you're supposed to wean your way on and wean your way off.
Right.
And I was sitting in a movie theater. I had gone to see a movie, and I broke down and started crying right in the movie. And I said, that's it. That's enough of this stuff. I'm off of it. But this is how they treat it. And I said, why are you giving me this stuff? And they said, well, because after we got a break coming up. I'll finish that when we get back. Stick with us, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Wendy Callahan. And I'll tell you about prednisone in a minute.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Wendy Callahan. I was talking about prednisone. You know, I went into this doctor, Wendy, to find out what was wrong with my ear, and they gave me a hearing test, which cost me, I don't remember how much it was, $250 or something like that. But the test that they gave me wound up costing me $450. And then they put me on this prednisone, And I asked them what it was for, and they said, well, in case you have a tumor. And then they sent me for an MRI, which was another $1,500. Anyway, $2,500 later, they tell me I have to come back in 2 weeks to and I said, why would I come back in 2 weeks? Well, we have to retest your hearing again. Another $250 to retest my hearing to see if I can hear. And I said, well, I can already tell you I can't hear, and it's not going to come back. That's what I'm here for. So, and make a long story short, I never went back. I tossed the prednisone. That's the last time I went to a doctor, because it was obvious to me that it was more about sucking as much money as you could for as many tests as they could throw at you, plus the drugs,
yes.
And it had nothing to do with curing anything.
No, they just suppress a symptom.
And that's pretty scary. You know, I mean, if you think about it, and you know, I could go after story after story after story, what happened to my mother and her death and so forth. But, you know, this is a medical system that preys upon the public. And then they pass these laws that will not allow you to sue if they prescribe the wrong medication or if they kill you on the operating table or whatever. You know, I mean, this is unbelievable. And it's by design. So you have to go back to square one. You have to ask yourself, what kind of mindset would allow this to happen? And are they behind closed doors, you know, somehow getting off on this?
My gynecologist, I've loved her ever since, you know, I had my babies. And I would talk to her about vaccines all the time. And most of the time she was with me. She goes, you know what, I'm really starting to understand. And I'm with you. And her son was going into medical school. And she even told him not to get the meningitis vaccine, which I thought was fantastic. Well, then the next year when I went, this last time, on the front of the door, and this is only pregnant people go there, on the front of the door, get your flu shot. Get your flu shot if you're pregnant. Then I go into the bathroom, and it's got the huge Gardasil up there. You want to be one less, right? Get your little 9-year-old in here so we can vaccinate her against a sexually transmitted disease.
Now,
when I finally got in the room to her, I'm like, what? She goes, I go, what is going on with your office? I go, you're going to give flu shots to pregnant women? I said, are you doing the Thimerosal free at least? And she goes, oh, I don't know. I go, you're not even checking? She goes, well, if a pregnant woman gets the flu, they die a lot quicker than, you know, the non-pregnant. I said, how many? Okay, you've been in practice, what, 25 years? How many women have died from the flu on your watch? And she said, well, you know, none. Okay. And she goes, well, if, you know, they could die. I said, do you want another generation of autistic kids? You're giving them 25 micrograms of mercury that concentrates in the fetus, and you know that? It goes past the placenta, and you know that? And you're doing it anyway? Needless to say, by the time I walked out of there with, you know, without my Paxil and with that whole vaccine thing, and she was red, her whole face was red. Now, what's the difference from this year to the last year? Obviously, the vaccine maker had been in, Gardasil came by, and so did the flu shot, and gave her who knows how many trips to wherever, and please put this poster up, and please push this. And that's what they're doing.
And they must be getting kickbacks from the pharmaceutical company to do it.
They have to be, because she was, like, brainwashed the next time I saw her. You know.
We're going to go to the top of the hour break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Wendy Callahan. Stick with us. I'll open the phone lines next hour, and you can call us with a question, comment, or a story if you like.
It's true.